This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden says he told Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky during an hour-long call on Wednesday the United States will supply Ukraine with an additional $800 million in weapons, ammunition, and other security assistance. Details from VOA's chief national correspondent, Steve Herman, in Washington.
President Biden, in a statement, says he informed Ukraine's leader he is transferring armored personnel carriers, artillery systems and rounds, and additional helicopters to help defend that country against the Russian invaders. Defense Department spokesman John Kirby says the United States will get all of this to Ukraine as quickly as possible.
We're aware of the clock, and we know time is not our friend.
U.S. officials say the new capabilities being sent to the Ukrainian military are tailored to help counter the wider assault Russia is expected to soon launch in eastern Ukraine. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Russia claimed Wednesday it had taken control of the port of Mariupol and more than 1,000 Ukrainian Marines had surrendered in the southeastern Ukrainian city. The capture would give the Russians full control of Ukraine's main sea of Azov port and to reinforce a southern land corridor and expand its occupation of the country's east. Surrounded and bombarded by Russian troops for weeks in the focus of some of the heaviest fighting in the war, Mariupol would be the first major city to fall since Russia invaded Ukraine on February 24th. But Ukraine's general staff said Russian forces were attacking the port, and a defense ministry spokesman said he had no information about any surrender. Tens of thousands of people are believed to have been killed in Mariupol. Find more at voanews.com.